Maybe the Constitution can handle terrorism. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Jose Padilla, the former gang member and convert to Islam, arrested on suspicion he was part of a plot to explode a dirty bomb. The man declared an enemy combatant because of the danger he presented in time of war, now faces a lifetime in prison. The jury took only 11 hours to pronounce him guilty of conspiracy to murder, maim, and kidnap as part of a terrorist campaign overseas, guilty of providing material support for terrorism. But as for the dirty bomb and the high-level Al-Qaeda contacts, no mention. What does it mean? It means that we can trust the Constitution after all. Everybody wants terrorists in jail or dead. But the president, because he's worried the justice system isn't up to the job, has asserted the power to jail anybody as an enemy combatant, even a U.S. citizen like Padilla, just on his say-so. Jail him indefinitely, without an attorney, as Padilla was. He's worried about having to release a terrorist because the evidence is either secret or insufficient. But as a result, we risk looking like the very dictatorships we say we oppose. Sure enough, they couldn't prove the dirty bomb story. But look what happened when the president was pressured into turning Padilla over to the justice system. Prosecutors came up with the vague but legal charge of material support for terrorism, and a jury said, guilty as hell. We all understand that sometimes to get the bad guys, you have to trump up a charge. That's why we have drug laws. But in deference to the Constitution, at least trump them up honestly. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.